We're talking today with Scott Neufeld, of course, from Fairview, Oklahoma, a farmer producer from Major County, obviously involved with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And Scott, you've had the opportunity to testify today before the House Agriculture Committee, Congressman Frank Lucas, and some other members of Congress here. What was the key thing that you really wanted to get across today as you talked to the members?
Well, the key thing, I think, sums up in the testimony that I gave, two key points that we want to see in this new farm bill. Crop insurance, we need it to stay sound and make some improvements. We've heard some suggestions even today through the testimony of improvements that can be made to make it more effective, be more accurate for what our production practices actually are in the enterprise units, irrigated, non-irrigated. And then also just keeping a base of price protection. A lot of concern about the cyclical nature of our prices, and those cycles are often affected by things that are outside of our control. And we just need a floor, a reference price, whatever you want to call it, to protect in periods of prolonged low prices. We can survive short periods and manage that risk. But when we run into 2, 3, and 4 years of those prices below our cost of production, that it will put a lot of operations in jeopardy.
I know that one thing that the entire first panel really agreed on very, very strongly was this need to protect crop insurance as it stands today.
Yes, definitely. And I think what we have just gone through with the drought of 2011, and a lot of areas are not out of those woods yet. There are still some very dry areas in the western parts of Texas, Kansas, and Colorado. But it's a testimony to the ability of crop insurance protection that producers had today, that they're planting again. They received their costs back so they could cover their costs, their obligations with their lenders, and pay some expenses to put another crop in. Plus, you couple that then with the assistance that we got through the federal farm programs, through ACRE, through SURE, some of those other avenues, and it has worked. Has it been perfect? No, but it has worked.
And as you said, no call for a supplemental disaster request.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, and I think that should be a great testimony when our legislators here, they didn't get a huge public outcry. Hey, we need more assistance in this area or that. We had adequate coverage, and I think that was agreed upon across the panel of people that we testified with today.
Mr. Lucas asked you an interesting question about direct farm program payments have meant to your operation. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what you actually told him.
Well, what I spoke to him is those payments average to me between $8 to $11 per acre, and that payment depends upon your yield and on the individual farms. But you know, what that allowed me to do was to meet some financial obligations, pay expenses, update some equipment that was maybe wore out, and further than that, further than my own personal pocketbook, those dollars are spent locally. And I think that's something we don't often see, is that the direct payments also are kind of a rural economic boost for our smaller communities out here. Those dollars are being spent and circulated in our smaller communities.
Sounds like, you know, some of the things talked about, like a shallow loss program that some of the Midwest, primarily Midwest-type groups are really calling for and pushing hard on, that wouldn't necessarily help us here in the southern Great Plains.
No, Ron, that's a great question, and we can get very detailed very fast when we start to talk about the shallow loss programs. But basically what I've seen is the revenue guarantees are higher, and I would think that they should come under just as much scrutiny or public criticism as a target price, which is, or a reference price, which is really below our break-evens, but it's a safety net. Those things could drive a revenue guarantee could drive planting decisions much more than a below break-even target price, in my opinion. And revenue guarantees, again, have negative public perceptions. And furthermore, one more point on the revenue programs that I have witnessed, the corn and soybean type programs, the levels for those programs to trigger for wheat producers, the losses have to be so deep they would never be of assistance to us when we really needed it.
One last question. You sat between a former national president of a commodity organization and a current president of a national commodity organization, and you remarked to me that the Ag Leadership Program helped you get ready for today.
No doubt, Ron. It's my experiences through through what I've been through with the Young Farmer and Rancher Program, with Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and through the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program. I was a graduate of Class 14, and the experiences, the exposure that you get to different individuals, and then the way that they push you with your leadership abilities allowed me to sit where I did today, and I count it a high honor and a privilege to be able to have done that.
What about the experience with this Farm Bureau Farm Policy Committee? Has that been a good one for you?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's neat to work and sit beside four other producers that have bright, forward-thinking, progressive minds and are also in that same have a theology concept that we want to be fiscally responsible in a government situation where we're in debt way over our heads. We understand we can't ask for the moon with federal farm programs. We have to be conservative, and we need a safety net, not a revenue guarantee or not a guaranteed profit, but we need a safety net, a floor to help us when the bottom does fall out.